world is this?
The world is yours. The world is yours.
It's mine. Whose world is this?
It's yours.
This is Juno Mars, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. The world is yours. DJ World Premier, the Boy Wonder, Young Scoliosis, Smother Pork Chops on a Bed of White Rice with Heavy Pepper, your fave pod could never. It's the German Bomber, the Pod Father, Red Shirt Zaddy, 41 Doug. You feel me, Dave?
Talk your shit, ho.
41 Doug!
Oh, shit.
And I mean that shit when I say it. Your fame podcast could never
preach.
Heard you. Coming live and direct from the Windy City. Bruh. I got Staten the Hat with me. I got the math god, the stat god, Derek Rose ACLs. The leader of growth and development in all of the urban neighborhoods. Young fried okra, Italian beef with gravy, and a Pepsi. Ice cold. Ice. That motherfucker was ice cold.
Cold as ice.
I got Boo-Wop here with me, ladies and gentlemen.
Yo ass is comedy. What's the word, homie?
Oh man, it's been a while. Like I feel, you know what it's like when you get like rusty. Like if I don't drive my car for a couple weeks, like I might get a little rusty when I get behind the wheel. You feel me? Mm-hmm. I rub my mouth all day long. But I still feel a little rusty when it comes to pod. I don't know if it's because I'm older or if it's because, like, my brain just be all over the place. But, man, we're going to knock some of this ring rust off. That's what Hulk Hogan would call it.
Go ahead, brother.
Amazing, brother. Top five only on occasions, brother. Man. Let me tell you, the birthday gang, I'm not mixy. I'm on the edge of mixy.
Oh yeah.
I'm on the edge of mixy. Like I haven't been home in probably like a week.
Shit.
Like, I ain't been home like a week and I won't be back home until like the end of this week, and then I'm only gonna be there for like 12 hours and I'm out again. So like I feel like this is on the verge mixy, but when I did it for my birthday, I got some shit that I do, man. Every year I get me a new bottle of something I ain't never had before. I make sure I crack it as soon as the clock strikes midnight, and I just make sure that that motherfucker don't see daylight. Summertime sunrise is like 6:30. So that's how I opened the birthday, with this Japanese whiskey.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to get into race relations, but them Japanese people make a strong whiskey, gang.
It was smacking.
Oh, man. That shit did the job. It did all kinds of ignorant shit, man. Hung out. I did everything that I wanted to do on my birthday, and I got to try fucking K-pop. Mm. Now, I'm not a wealthy man. I'm only wealthy on the internet. But when I tell you this K-pop shit made me feel like it's over for Hibachi.
Mm.
I never want a nigga to cook in front of me again.
Okay.
This K-pop shit, you sit down, you order your noodles. You want ramen, you want the fucking egg foo young noodles. It's like 20 different type of noodles. Then you order your broth. Now, let me get that spicy beef broth, extra hot. Okay, cool. And then you just order a buffet of protein. Mm. Wagyu steak, some pork belly, tenderloin, chicken brain, whatever the fuck you want. And then they got a buffet bar shit that you can hook up your soup with. So you go get all the shit you want to put in your soup, jalapenos, onions, potatoes, whatever you want. You come back, they open up the grill. Your whole table is a grill.
Mm.
They put your pot with your soup on one, and then they just give you meat, and you throw it on the grill and do as you see fit with it.
Flip that shit yourself.
Yeah.
Mm.
Flip it one or two times. Throw it in the soup. You know what I'm saying? This unlimited soup, gang. It was like, it was just the illest Chinese buffet I ever been to.
That sound dope. That sound dope, for sure. Like, the Hibachi shit is my shit. I cannot lie to you. They got some new shit going on. They got the Hibachi motherfuckers pulling up to you in your backyard out here.
I seen that. That look hype.
That do look lit. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm thinking about doing that shit one day. But like, yeah, that shit sound lit too though. Like, it's like, you feel me? It's Hibachi, but it's literally you doing it. Sound like you know what I'm saying? Like, You're your own Hibachi, you feel me?
Yeah, and it's the unlimited shit was fire, because I got a good tasting for some of that pork belly and the Wagyu shit, and I'm like, yo, how much is it going to cost to run some more of that? Mm. And she was just like, oh yeah, just flip this card over, and this card right here, hon. Yeah, and we'll bring more out to you, hon. I was like, oh damn, I'm out of soup broth. She said, okay, you just turn the handle upside down on the pot, and that'll let us know we need to give you a refill. And I was like, golly, bitch. Like, I posted up in there 32 hours. Gang, I'm talking about, I went outside, hit the joint, came back. No, I went outside, hit the joint, took some phone calls. Cause it's my birthday, so my phone ringing.
Oh, absolutely.
And then came back in and was just like, yeah, I'm still here. I didn't, the tab ain't paid for it. No, it's okay, hon. We heard it was your birthday. You want us to make a big deal? Please don't.
Oh, yeah.
Please don't.
Couldn't have been old WAP.
Please don't. But then Shorty came through with the sushi and the sparklers, you know what I'm saying?
As they should have.
A shrimp tempura for the god.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the excitement happened Friday. I was drunk all week though. I ain't gonna hold you.
Mandatory.
I was good and drunk all week. No work was done. I played college football 25, the new joint. Mm-hmm. And I was just drunk all week. Spent the whole week drunk. I have no regrets.
As you should.
Friday, went up north, hanging out with the bros. Saturday, went to a strip club. strip club called. Well, home is where the young ladies who are seeking tuition are, you know.
Yeah.
So I had to, you know, I had to give back to the community. That's I'm philanthropic. What is that? Philanthropic? Yeah, I'm a philanthropist, bro. You know, so I go to these other communities and, you know, I just help these young ladies out.
Hey, you just donate to the cause.
I think my man, shout out to Ben. I think my man took like the I want to avoid tolls route. And when I tell you it was, the club was 12 miles. 12 miles from our hotel. But it took 45 minutes to get there. Mm. My son took the scenic fucking route. Mm. So many. Turn left here. Turn right there. And I was just sitting in the car like, bro, are we even close? Like, I'll pay the toll for the next go-round, dog. I got it. It's not on me. It's in me, bro. I got this toll for you. It shouldn't take nobody 45 minutes to get 12 miles. That don't even feel like logical. Like, what is we doing?
Shit in Florida, see.
Man, we get there. I'm liking it already. They got a smoker outside. They got a grill outside. They got a bus outside of this gentleman's club. And there were young ladies on the bus enjoying their evening, dancing, doing all kinds of the finest artistry, pirouettes and such. And they was just like, hey, y'all want to come inside? And I was just like, yeah, I you think I would be out here just walking? Like, yeah, I'm here for this. But they pulled like five random niggas off the side of the street, which was crazy. Because, like, who's just randomly available to go in a strippy? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But I guess they was. 20 to get in, well, no big deal. Get in, of course, you got to get your 2-drink minimum on the walk-in. Like, ain't no fucking around. I started with a 4-shot minimum because I ain't driving. Like, so what the fuck? I gotta get it down in me, you know? So I started with the 4-drink minimum. And then I fell in love, bro. It was a BBL joint in there.
BBL.
Oh my god. It was a BBL beauty in there. And let me see, because she made me follow her on IG, which was, I don't even remember ever that happening to me, but she was just like, let me see your phone. And I was just like, why? What's going to happen, bro? Like, please don't take my phone. Please don't give me a way to contact you. And boom, she was just like, yeah, run my shit up. I was like, bitch, you crazy. But yeah, we sitting there. Ain't nobody tipping. I got the worst, best seat in the house because it's a satellite right here in front of me. And they dancing. It's two of them on the satellite. So I throw a little something out there. And then the bitch wouldn't leave, bro.
Oh, no.
Now I'm entertaining a bitch that I didn't even want. I wanted BBL Shorty.
And then the DJ, bad, G.
Bro.
I should have fucked up the night.
And she wasn't ugly either. So it's not even like, oh shit, she not even my type. She a real skinny joint. Oh shit, she ugly and she can't dance. Like, she was working her heart out, bro.
Just had a
perfect and I just kept, you know, she was warming up. It was the warm up, you know. It's 11:30, 11:45. It's the warm up. So boom, boom. Then the nigga say, new set in 2 minutes. New set in 2 minutes. I need Georgia to come to Satellite One. And I'm like, oh, shit. I'm on Satellite One. Who's Georgia? My nigga, when I tell you this shorty came down from the sky like a trapeze artist. No, I was not expecting that from this little hood looking little gentleman's club. I was not expecting that. But when Georgia came down on the trapeze joint, whoopsh, smoke bombs in the air. Shorty came down. She had a fire ass move. And she had on like this all white like cloak, some old sexy movie star shit. And then she had the birthday crown, and it's her birthday. So I had to make it rain on Georgia a little bit. You know what I'm saying? It's Shorty's birthday. I'm figuring out how the rotation's going. It's 10-minute sets. So I'm like, damn, if I got to be here for the next 10 minutes, I got to find something else to occupy my time. I got to go to the bar. I got to parlay a little bit because I'm not finna throw a 200 on Georgia. She got 100 in about 5 minutes. That was record time. So I go to the Mac machine. Hey, strip clubs, this is my beef with y'all right now. I promise you. I only have one beef with y'all at the strip club. And y'all know y'all be doing this shit on purpose. Why the fuck is Mac machine fee 30?
What? Hey, now I ain't gonna lie to you. Bro, I thought I was tripping when I seen the motherfucker was $10 at the last joint I went to. Oh, damn, a salt buck? $30, nigga?
I've seen them higher.
Nigga.
I've seen them higher.
I must be in the hood too much. I ain't gonna lie to you, because, nigga, if I see one over $10, I don't know how I'm gonna act.
I've only seen them over $10 in the strip club, and that's because it's private owned. The nigga who probably run the strip club probably owned the machine.
Yeah.
So I said, fuck it. If I gotta pay 30 to get something out, nigga, I'm getting something out.
Mandatory.
What amount of money is gonna make you feel comfortable to pay $30 to gain access to?
I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I paid 10 to pull 5 out. So shit. 30, at the bare minimum pulling out a G.
Hey, you heard that? You heard that?
It's yours.
You heard that?
It's yours.
For the IRS in the back, listening. It's yours. Waiting to get me, gang. I seen that letter sitting on my coffee table. That's why I ain't been home. Yeah. So I did what I needed to be done. And I went to the bar. And the lady was just like, yo, your man over there with the glasses, he bought you 4 drinks. But I can't let you leave the bar with 4 drinks. Yeah, you can. Watch. Just watch me. I knock one of them shits down and I'm walking, drinking the other one. And I got 2 in the other hand.
Will you hear me?
I bless Georgia a little bit more because that trip to the ATM machine didn't take as long as I thought it was going to take. It ain't been 3 minutes.
That bitch still dance.
Bruh, she was dancing her life away. Her titties came out and everything. She had little titties, though. I was a little disappointed now. I was like, damn, Georgia. But she had the big ass tattoo on her ass cheek. Then it was insubordination. I don't know who the next young lady was that was supposed to get on that satellite, but they called her, and she walked by, and she went to the main stage.
Why she do that?
Georgia looking at me. I'm looking at Georgia. Georgia looking at my man. Dang. I said, Georgia, you got another 10? She said, yeah, I got another 10, I guess. It's my birthday. And I said, I'm about to go on a smoke break. And then I took my smoke break. I came back. BBL was back right in prime position. Nice young lady. She had very kind eyes. Very kind eyes. Even under the strobe light, bro. It was amazing. But, you know, she's just doing this, trying to, you know, get through some things. She got a setback during the pandemic, you know, some doctor bills. She got an autism, something or another. I was just like, damn, that's crazy.
That's fucked up, baby.
And then I was saying to myself, you know how talented you gotta be to shake ass like this and give me the sob story at the same time? Baby girl, you was going to get the money. The autism isn't impacting how much money you're going to get.
She said she had autism?
She had autism, something or another. Somebody had autism. Autism came up. Maybe she was asking me if I was autistic. Because I was having that much fun. What are y'all doing here? Y'all look like brothers. Nah, that's just my man. My man my whole life. Oh, that's my homeboy. Oh, yeah, what y'all doing here? Yo, it's his birthday. Oh, it's your birthday, too? Hey, it's George's birthday. Next thing you know, it was a stripper train of private dances and hookah and Drake records.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't gonna hold you. When the young joints is dancing and there's hookah present, push-ups ain't bad. How you a big stepper with a size 7 men's on? All the joints was going crazy.
Yeah, that sounds like my type of party. I ain't gonna lie to
you. Oh, man, good times were had. And then Sunday, after I recovered from Saturday's onslaught, Sunday was the Nas show up in Vienna, Virginia, with the orchestra. I went there 5 years ago for the 25th anniversary. That was on my birthday. This one, the 30th anniversary, a week later. Great, great fucking show. Nas a little chunky. Nas got like diabetic swole, because it happened overnight. Like, you remember how you seen Trick Daddy one day, and then the next time you seen Trick Daddy, he was swole up and puffy? Mm-hmm. That was Nas. Maybe it was the suit. Maybe it was the weather. I don't know. I just know it wasn't a forgiving suit. But AZ came out. They did Life's a Bitch. They did Mo' Money, Mo' Murder. Great show. I have no complaints. Even the girls that was super pretty and too pretty to stand up and rap, when my rapper hands got aggressive and I hit one girl's bun and she looked at me like she was about to get her man, and I was like, yo, chill out. Rapper hands went crazy, bitch. Like, what you want me to do?
Move out my way. That's what I want.
Yeah, big fucking bun. Now, I mean, I was in the fifth row. I was in the fifth row, center stage. Them tickets cost a ticket. You know what I'm saying?
Teed.
Niggas was mad at me, y'all. I'd never pay this much for a concert. Wait, when I gotta pay you back? Hey, man. We old, bro. We got kids and shit. We've never done no shit like this before, right? Just enjoy the moment. Enjoy the moment. A broke nigga can't appreciate this kind of luxury.
It's about living.
You can't take it with you. I done been to a lot of funerals. I've never seen a U-Haul at that motherfucker.
Bro, I never seen an accountant at that motherfucker.
No, because that nigga's stealing the money. That's what.
That nigga, like, is he dead? Yeah.
Now, speaking of that Canadian young man. I think he's taking his steps back in winning the war.
I don't know.
Many establishments that he may or may not frequent, Houston. Establishments that he partakes in, you know, strippies. Their DJs are starting to let people know. Yo, we banning that song, bro. We not playing that song. Seems like a strange hill to die on to me. Seems like a strange hill to die on. But what do I know? But in addition to that, Schoolboy Q had a joint up in Canada, Toronto, somewhere. And they wouldn't let my man perform. Cancel the show, bro.
Cancel.
And niggas did some research, and Drake owned the arena that this nigga was going to perform in.
Shit.
Which is double crazy, because why this nigga just buy an arena? You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I guess, look, it's residual income, right? So,
you feel me?
So not just Schoolboy, but Absol, J-Rock, K-Dot, everybody but SZA is banned from Canada.
Pretty much. If you even hum that motherfucking song, your ass is banned. You done.
Done. It's over for you top dog entertainers in the Maple State. Or the Maple Country. I'm sorry, the Maple Country. You can't go to that province, bruv. Crody. Don't play with my family, Crody.
They not like us. They not like us, nigga. Is you the fuck is you talking?
And that's cool. I don't see the same thing happening vice versa.
Oh, it can't happen.
Like, if Drake come to LA, I just don't think anybody's gonna go to the show. I don't think a lot of people will go to the show. It'll probably be like the whitest Drake show you ever seen in your life.
Oh, I think niggas gonna go. They gonna go just to the boo or some goofy ass shit.
Hey, you still spent your money.
That's all that mattered.
You still spent your money. If you spent your money to come here and boo, hey, nigga, boo louder.
Boo louder, please.
Boo louder, nigga. If you hating, hate harder.
Hey, that's like the Floyd Mayweather effect. You know, motherfuckers pay to see Floyd lose.
For years, niggas was paying to see Floyd lose and just never came close, dog.
Came up on me. Niggas betting all type of shit. That motherfucker Maidana, he gonna do it to Floyd.
Five rounds later, you sitting there like, man, at least the undercard was good. Like, you talking about the undercard. That's how you know you salty.
You salty. Me. That shit, listen. Drake just, like, Drake is Drake, bro. Like, I don't see no beef really hurting him. Like, it don't matter. He Drake. He just gonna drop a fucking pop song and people gonna forget about it.
Have you heard the shit that he's been dropping?
Not really. I heard.
It's bad.
Yeah, I've been hearing people saying like the shit just like it seemed like his career over all type. I've been seeing all type of crazy shit, but like, dude, career could never be over.
I wouldn't say his career is over. I can't even say that he'll have super long lasting financial impact. But to follow up this beef with what sounds like a bunch of throwaways. Like some of these joints sound like throwaways from fucking More Life. Some of them sound like throwaways from Views. Some of them sound like throwaways from Honestly Nevermind. Shit. It's those type of records. It's the Afrocentric joint. But they are decently close to throwaways. Like putting them out now looks bad on him, but it was probably his idea.
More than like.
Hey, yo, go on and get these out the tuck. While I'm losing, while I'm down, go on and get these out the tuck. So I never got to worry about them again. Somebody else can get a little shine. And when I drop some heat, niggas can say, yo, this shit way better than that last shit, bruv.
I mean, Drake know how to fuck with that market. He know how to fuck with it. I mean, you can't even deny that he know what the fuck he doing at this point. Like, he ain't never really, I don't think no beef can hurt the man. Like, it's for one, it's like we live in an era where like it ain't no more 50 Cent Ja Rule type beefs. You know what I mean? Like where a motherfucker just wipe your ass completely off the map. It's not that. Name a motherfucker that got completely wiped off the map after a beef. I ain't never seen no shit like 50 Cent and Ja Rule, bro.
But Ja Rule didn't get wiped off because of the beef.
What?
Wow. Come on, man.
Man.
That's revisionist history. That's what you're trying to do right there. That's called revisionist history.
Had two fucking songs that like niggas talk about after that beef. Two.
Yeah. Yeah.
Two.
Maybe three.
He had that, we gonna clap back, we gonna clap back. Then he had the fucking, the shit with Kells, the Wonderful.
Oh no, that whole album slap. Hold on, bro. That whole album slap.
Man, bro.
He couldn't put out songs at the output that fit, like he drowned in the records. Because 50 was coming out with G-Unit mixtape. Is that you, pussy? Is that you, Irv? I smell pussy. Is that you, John? Like, 50 was coming out with hits.
The niggas, Murder Inc. was, like, obviously with the shit that happened with Irv Gotti and the brother and shit, like, the connection with Supreme, all that shit. They was, like, you feel me, like, under fire already. But, like, bro, 50 damn near took them boy, the whole record company out by himself.
I can't give him the credit for it. I can't give him all that credit. Musically, I think he was very close to ending Ja. But having a beef with the IRS, Wildlist, your label is having a beef with just the fucking inception of the label. Where'd you get this money from? Let's see receipts. We heard you're connected to this guy. We really just want you to snitch on this guy and say he connected, and we'll leave you alone. And then biting that bullet, not snitching on Preem, and fucking basically going down with the ship. You can't fight two battles at the same time. You can't fight the feds and Curtis Jackson at the same time.
It's like you're going to get it either on the legal side or the illegal side. Which way you want it? 50 was coming for the jugular. You hear me?
Listen, when you get niggas that don't even know you involved in your beef,
man.
And when you recruit a nigga and you just meet a nigga at the studio, hey, you want to be down with G-Unit? Cool. Go out there and diss Ja Rule and Joe Buttons and Ashanti. And just go call it a nice little 100 bars and run and just do a freestyle over a bunch of beats. Get Young Buck. Got him out the bed with a transsexual and said, now go diss Irv Gotti, Young Buck.
Go our Young Buck interview.
Yeah, your Young Buck interview gone, bro. Hey. My bad. I fucked that up. And it's crazy because Straight Outta Cashville was my favorite G Unit album. What G Unit album is better?
Straight Outta Cashville was decent, though. Not gonna lie. Definitely was decent. Bro, but it's gotta be between that Banks, Hunger for Life, or shit, I ain't gonna lie, G. That 50 album, G, I mean, come on.
I ain't counting 50 album in that. Okay, I ain't count 50 right, album in that. Right. I'll count the G Unit group album. Yeah, yo, Buck was and busted. The G Unit album was pretty good. It had some solid production. It was clearly his attempt to put the group front facing. He did a good job. He did the hooks for most of the songs, and he let them three niggas do the rapping. And if he wasn't doing the hook, he had an R&B star doing the hook, and then he did some rapping. He did exactly what needed to be done to where 80% of the album could have been played on the radio.
Boy, they had some bangers on that shit, boy. Woo, they had some bangers. I don't give a fuck. We gotta play my shit too. What's that shit with Joe? That was my shit.
I want to get to know you.
That was my shit. They snapped on. That's why 50 brought that nigga back for power. That nigga snapped on that one. I ain't gonna laugh. That was my shit. But that G was my shit.
This nigga WAP. It's not all red pill with WAP, y'all. It's not all red pill with WAP. You heard me. That nigga said he wanna hear the we making requests. Blue pill WAP with your bitch. Double entendre. Don't even ask me how, my nigga. Jump on his hard, let's go smoke some of that Bob Marley. Sip some Bacardi, then go pull up at the Apple Garden. I think we make a perfect couple, but you think I'm trouble. Maybe that's the reason you gave me the wrong number. She got me feeling like maybe she the wrong woman. Think I'ma be chasing the chicken head, you own something. Your toes painted, head fixed all the time. And your Gucci boots the same color as mine. If you read between the lines, you can see that I want you. I bet you how you doing what you said that you want to. Make a decision, sure that good things don't last long. Your girlfriend keeps showing me that thong. Before I head home, I'ma stop at your house and blow the horn. If you come outside, you know it's on. I'll let you fuck. This nigga.
That was 106 in Park. Oh my soul, that shit used to be on there. Going crazy.
And what was that? That was
a bad, bro, right there. Shit.
Yeah, that, you know what? I'm looking at the track list right now. I'm still going Straight Outta Cashville is the best non-50 album. I know y'all niggas is so like loyal to this Banks album.
Well, that Banks album was crazy. You know it was.
It was a great album. It was a very great album. So, it even has a high amount of replay value. But
did he not have more songs that hit the charts than Bank. I mean, than Buck. Yes or no?
That hit the charts?
Yes.
I don't know, because I don't really go off of charts. But if I'm looking, I know three of them went on the charts, or maybe four. Shorty Wanna Ride.
Definitely.
Stomp.
Okay.
Bang Bang. Hey, don't tell me he wasn't.
Bang Bang. I shot you down, Bang Bang.
I know the song. I'm trying to think of it. Nobody wanna die, but
anybody wanna fall. And then
I don't know if that chart
it has some of the coldest South production on here. I'm talking David Banner. I'm talking like I don't know. Maybe that might be my regional bias.
I just can't. Like when I think of that Banks, bro, that Banks hit some absolute smacks.
Yeah, I mean he had the 50 Cent cheat code, and I would like to say that he really had. This is going to sound like a bad thing, but he had a lot of help. He had a good amount of help on there.
I mean, they was pushing him more. Banks was like that though, bro. Like Banks is the best lyricist probably in G-Unit, bro.
Yeah, and he's still doing it, so that kind of helps. That kind of helps his case. I would say that. I would say he's the best lyricist in the group.
But it's like 50 said though about him. Fifty kind of put it like. He say Banks the type of nigga though, like content, like he don't want to like change or reach new audiences and shit like that.
Yeah, he was happy with the audience he had, and he never wanted to grow more. Like today, he likes to be home. He'll go do a little bit of tour, but like it's gonna break his back to get off that couch and go do that tour. Like he likes to be at home. With the family chilling, like it's just a pain in the ass. Like rapping interrupts his day, that kind of shit.
Nah, man, come on. That Southside Story. Oh my god, folks. That track list is crazy. Banks track list is crazy, bro.
It's all right.
Come on,
it's a mid album. It's a good mid album. You know. I'm going to fucking. I might have a listening party with this fucking album because you niggas is going to make me love this album again, and that's the craziest shit
this
ever.
This album was crazy though, G. It was crazy. Bank snapped on this shit. Warrior, bro, come on, like Bank snap, bro.
He snapped.
On fire. I'm so fly, nigga. Nigga, that nigga hit that. Hey, man. I ain't gonna lie. Karma, that was my shit, too, on my life.
Yeah, that's Blue Pill WAP.
Hey, man. Listen.
That's Blue Pill WAP.
Fuck you. Call me Purple Pill WAP.
That nigga said, I didn't even need no assistance.
Oh, Purple Pill WAP. I fuck with the red and blue pill. Yeah,
he mix them together. Oh, that means he's gonna be chauvinist. He gonna kick a bitch out the house. No fajitas for a bitch. No fajitas, gang.
No fajitas, bitch.
No fajitas.
Oh, that shit was crazy. No fajitas. That was crazy.
Man, I'm on the internet too much, bro. I'm finding people complain about everything. And I thought this shit was funny. And I was just like, only a nigga like me and WAP could listen to this and laugh for countless minutes. And I was correct. But I want the world to hear how crazy this shit sounds when a motherfucker tries to police what you can have at a birthday dinner. This shit is fucking nuts.
I seen a TikTok yesterday on here, and it was basically like this guy, it was his birthday dinner, and this friend beside him ordered fajitas. And I thought it was so funny because my biggest pet peeve is people ordering fajitas at birthday dinners. I think it's the most disrespectful thing that you could possibly do at somebody's birthday dinner. I'd rather somebody show up late than order fajitas at my birthday dinner. And here's why. 9 times out of 10 when you order fajitas, because I myself am a fajita orderer, not on anybody's birthday or a special occasion, but I do order them in my spare time. And 9 times out of 10, they're going to bring those fajitas out before anybody else's food. Why? I don't know. But if you notice, fajitas get brought out before everybody else's food. Okay. Not only do they get brought out, they kind of get their own little celebratory, like, you know, bringing out, you know what I mean? Like, it's baffling, honestly. Like, why are we, like, they're already sizzling, so that's already enough. But now, like, you know, you got a little wooden board up under your plate and shit. Like, you know, they just do the most for fajita orders. And I think also the waiter always coddles the person who orders fajitas. Like, they're going out with a bang or something. Like, I do not like that. They're always like, oh, sweetie, the plate's hot. Like, let me move this for you. Like, girl, not too much. It's a fajita. Like, that's my thing. You're doing too much on my big day.
Now,
red pill inserted.
I just want to answer a few of her questions. She said the person ordering the fajita gets coddled. Bitch, that's a safety precaution. Hey, this motherfucking skillet is hot. I gotta let you know that it's hot, because if you get burnt, we not getting sued. Like, I'm telling you now, this shit is hot.
Like, that wouldn't change no matter what time motherfucker brought that meal out. That's gonna happen.
Birthday, anniversary, it don't matter. We could be at the fajita Franks. You hear me? Secondly, she said, I don't know why, but fajitas get brought out first. Because that food ain't done cooking yet, bitch. It's sizzling for a reason.
Motherfucker gotta wait.
Like, that shit gonna be done in like 3 minutes.
That
shit sizzling. Like, now, I've watched a lot of fajita hate videos. Nobody has mentioned what I've mentioned. I just don't want to smell like the fucking fajita after I leave your restaurant.
I mean, depending on how that motherfucker season, you might will, though.
No, nigga, it's onions in there. It's green peppers. It's red peppers. It's a little bit of that sazon. You know what I'm saying? It's a little bit of that sazon, nigga. It's the real sazon, too. It's not that shit with fucking the little chicken, like Goya. It's not that. Nah, my nigga. This shit with Saint Marie on there.
Oh, my mama.
And you're gonna do that, and you're gonna get your little fajita right, and it's sitting right in your face. So all that steam and smoke is going up in your face, it's going up in your clothes, and then on the whole ride home with the windows down, somebody gonna be in the back seat like, what the fuck is that smell? That's why I don't want no fajitas around me.
Facts. But I mean, it's just like, my whole thing is, why the fuck you make a video, bitch? Like, that's my whole thing. Like, you seen a video of somebody ordering fajitas and you decided to make a video because, granted, and you know, this the new line for everybody. I have that right. You know, yeah, I have a right of freedom of speech. We get it. We fucking get it. But like, why do you care? Like, enough. It ain't your birthday. Like, if the birthday motherfucker didn't make a video about it, why you make a video about it?
Facts. Don't care more than me.
Like, yeah. I don't have a problem with it. Why the fuck you got a problem with it? I just thought you feel that's the problem. I mean, red pill inserted. These bitches is crazy, man. These bitches is crazy, man.
Hey, yo, I'm turning that shit into a drop. All right. My nigga said red pill inserted.
Hey, like, look, man. Cool out, shorty. Like, you mad because a motherfucker wants some fajitas. Like, what if I done ate all this shit on the menu or I don't really care for this shit? I'm here supporting you and you mad because I got something I want? Like, what the fuck type of shit is that? What kind of friend are you? I'm going to tell you what to order at my birthday.
Yeah.
The fuck? Is you paying? I'm pretty sure you want us to pay for this birthday dinner for you.
She said, it's worse than coming late. I didn't even know coming late was that big of a birthday dinner offense.
Oh, it is for females, though.
Hey, I ain't gonna hold you. I done seen some birthdays take fucking lifelong friendships up out of here, bro.
For females, though, for sure. For females. This shit, because again, bro, for females, birthdays are everything. Literally. And don't get me wrong, they are important. It's your born day. You should have a good time. You should do what you want. It should be about you. Your friends should be about you for your day. Facts. But damn. It's like, what if motherfucker got pulled over? What if anything happened, but I'm still on my way and you're just mad at me? These are females. Like, a couple of my guys on my birthday, like, motherfuckers showed up, but they was late, but it wasn't like, oh, damn, y'all ass ladies here. I more so like, y'all miss such and such, such, such. But man, I'm glad y'all here. Woo, woo. Love. Because anything can happen. Females just be sis. I know how you are, bitch. You get ready late. I know. Remember last time? Like, they be just on that. And they be late to shit. But then get mad when a motherfucker late to their shit.
That bitch did it on purpose.
Exactly.
She wants to grandstand me. Like, hold on a second.
See her? Did you see what she wore? Like, everybody else wore this. Like, god damn.
No, I ain't gonna hold you. I think that's probably the most comical part of the female birthday. It's the grandstanding for the fits.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not one to get into women's business. Not at all, Wop. I know my place. I know better than that. But here we go.
Another red pill inserted.
That motherfucker outfit, bro. They don't just want to see the outfit. It's not just about the outfit no more. The outfit is part two and a half. Part one, who's doing your makeup? Matter of fact, let me just run through all the parts. And the parts that are emphasized with you more let you know what your friend don't like about you present day. If she keep talking about who doing your makeup and she got opinions about who doing your makeup, or she got a team to do makeup and she's strongly encouraging you to participate in that, that means she don't like your makeup. She don't like your makeup, lady. She don't like your face. You need to get a beat on the same caliber. We can't be four bad bitches looking like we going to four different places because we got four different looking beats. You feel me? No, I'm initiated, WAP. I'm initiated.
It's yours.
Next, who doing your hair? Let me see what you doing to your hair. Oh, you getting a wig? You not getting the install, bitch? I see that glue on your tracks right now. I see all that glue on your tracks right now. You sure you not finna get an install?
Don't do that, bitch.
Heard you. Are you going to get the high definition lace? Because you need it. You need it. Because look, and make sure it don't lift. Because if it lifts, you're not coming. And we keeping your deposit. Who doing lashes?
Who doing the lashes, bitch?
Who doing the lashes?
Last time your shit was a little bit off. I'm just saying, bitch.
Don't get them done 2 days before this time, okay?
Please.
It'll be like, yo, what? And then they hit you with some shit that they was mad about from a long time ago. This, we not doing this again. This ain't going to be Tulum all over again.
You remember. You remember, bitch.
You remember? And then it's the fit. And then it's the shoe game to go with the fit. And collectively, they will all put the worst one together. They'll put each other together, but you know who need a little bit more hope than else. And they're all putting themselves up together to be a baddie, but to not be better than the birthday baddie.
Exactly.
But no matter what happens.
But how dumb females be, it's just the reality is, it's not gonna matter. Like the only thing the birthday girl need to do to single herself out is like do what most people, I ain't gonna say most people, but most females are doing that type of situation, which would be wear the little crown or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
The sash, the crown.
It's the birthday girl, whatever. Like that's the only thing you can really do to like single yourself out and like make sure people know it's your day versus everybody else's. Because all them bitches is in competition. They all seeking the same thing that night, attention. Most of them.
It's the craziest shit ever, because I've had 41 birthdays, and I don't ever think I ever checked to see what another nigga was wearing. Matter of fact, I think it was like 2 years ago when I came in here saying, nigga, I had on a nasty fit. No, that was last year. Last year when me and my man went out and we went cigar bar, we went strip club. Nigga, I had a pink polo shirt on, some khakis. I ain't had no drawers on though, because I knew I was going to the strip club. But still, hey, that's how you get your money's worth, player. That's how you get your money's worth.
Yeah, you learn stuff every night on the world is yours, baby.
Don't play with it. Don't play with it. Don't play with it.
Oh God! Stupid. He's free balling out there, man. He's gonna be that Malia. Malia, man.
Look, that little private room joint.
What?
You it hit different. Them three songs hit different when you left your drawers in the car.
Man, do you understand? Shorty pull that. Oh, whoa. It's already lubricated. Yeah. What's up? What's
your own? Hey, it's all there.
It's all there. What's your own? What's your own? You chilling? You cool? All right. Gotta stop playing with him. I'm talking about pull him out. I'll pull him out. All right. It's skin based right now. Fuck you talking about. Nah, man, this, I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't never in my 35 years, bro, ever looked at one of the guys like, this nigga trying to outdo me tonight on my day. this nigga wanted, he knew I was gonna get that orange. Like, what? Nigga, it's my day. I'm in here. And I don't give a fuck because I already know at the end of the day, like how females should be realistic. They're not. They're super unrealistic about these type of things. Like, and they swear we insecure and this and that. But at the end of the day, we'd go out with our guys and not literally be like, damn, this nigga, he finna pull all the bitches. He got that shit on. I just came out on some regular degular shit. No. Because we know it's the mouthpiece that's going to get us wherever. You know what I'm saying? Of course, the other shit, the aesthetics, of course, matters. But at the end of the day, it's the mouthpiece that's going to still get you to wherever the base you're trying to get to. It's like the reality is, ain't no nigga ever been talked out of his draws. Bitches done been talked out of their draws.
Nah, I might have got talked out of mine a couple of times. I ain't going to hold you.
Still. For the, hard, nigga. You just bogus your seal for. Where is your fan club? Listen, I mean, what are you talking about right now? Ain't no nigga ever been talked out their draws. nigga went willingly. He talking about. He went willingly. He was cool with that shit. He just like getting gassed up that night. Cause we like that too. We like motherfuckers like. Talking that shit, we like that, but at the end of the day, we already knew we wanted to hit your ass too, for the most part. Like you might win the first choice, but you still hittable, nigga. Ain't come on, man. Females will let ugly. Females will let a nigga they low key think ugly, then say shit like he made me laugh. He funny as hell. Like he just real funny. I just let him hit. Like say shit like that. He funny.
I ain't gonna hold you ugly, nigga.
How funny ugly. If it is. If you ugly, you ugly.
So you never let the ugly joint hit because she was funny?
Bro, hell fucking no.
Man, all right. So we just not being honest on the pod no more. That's what we're doing.
No, we're being honest. You being purple, honest. You purple. Let go hit. I never let the ugly hit. I've never let a ugly hoe hit.
Purple pill WAP, y'all. He, not only is he a best of both worlds, but he's also a little bit dishonest.
I'm gonna keep it 100. You know what? Time out.
Shorty with four syllables in her name, ugly.
Time out. Yes. Fuck it. We gonna talk. Yes, I done hit some shit that I know, like I wouldn't have hit on solo shit. On some. One of the guys, we got a teamer alert. She want to go take the guys down. All right, fuck it. But even in them situations, folk gonna be mad at me because I'm a nigga that'll be like, man, folk, man, I'm cool. In the middle of the session, I'm straight. Now you have a folk because this ain't it, folk. This not it right here. This bitch ugly as hell right here. She just
you gotta see it through.
I can't sometimes. I'm a 100 nigga about this. We being 100. I done fucked up a lot of the two mans.
On me. Oh, that's niggas don't bring me a two mans.
Niggas don't bring WAP on two mans. They know not to bring WAP on two mans. Oh God. I've been that way. That's why, I'm the prize. Fuck the bullshit. Like, every bitch can't just get my attention. You got to be like that.
All right, y'all.
I just can't hit something just to hit something, G. I'm cool.
Nigga, what? Do it not, do Chicago not have summertime?
We do.
Don't it be hot?
It definitely do.
You ain't never just seen, and then boom, Booger Wolf, Bernita.
Hell no.
Rolled down the way. Hey, what you doing? Trying to smoke you out. And he was Shorty looked like Patrick Ewing.
Oh shit.
Shorty looked like God, nigga. Shorty looked like Patrick Ewing. Her breath smelled like Heavy D and the boys. And you just you gone and did it. You gone and did it.
Well, when I tell you, I swear for God on my life, G. If a bitch look like Patrick Ewing and breath smell like God know what, G, I swear to God, I'm ignore the hell out of her.
I just mean she Jamaican, that's all. She look like Patrick Ewing, she just Jamaican.
I wouldn't get no. See, you bogus as hell, because there's some beautiful Jamaican women out here, bro.
It is, but it's, but hey, some of them look like Pat, bro.
Man, bro, but like, ugly don't have no motherfucking, you feel me? No motherfucking, distinct, goddamn it, race, you feel me? Like,
that nigga was Jamaican.
But I'm just saying, you can be white and ugly, you can be black and ugly, you can be goddamn it, you can be whatever and ugly. It don't matter. That shit, ugly don't pick us like a race. It just happened to be you. If you ugly, you ugly to a motherfucker. And like, and I'm gonna keep it 100. That's why I'm saying like, it's like beauty is in the eye of the beholder, right? What do it for another nigga might not do it for the next nigga. And that don't mean nobody right or wrong. Because, like, at the end of the day, that shit is in the eye of the beholder. Like, what you find attractive, the next nigga might not. And the same thing with a female. The female might, like, that's my type of nigga, but another motherfucker, like, that's not my type of nigga. Whatever. Like, it is what it is. But for me, I'm just speaking, like, how I view it. Like, if I be like, I hit that, but that bitch ugly. Like, it's only been, like, a couple of, I'm talking about some, like, mostly two man's type of shit, bro, for me in them situations. And a lot of times they not getting the final product. You feel me? Like, cause I'ma either whole time I'm cool. Like whole time. If you ugly. Now I done took down some thick, ugly shit before too though. But I'm hitting that little motherfucker from the back, so I ain't really seeing their face like that.
So you did beat the joint that looked like Rudy Tomjanovich.
Yeah, but I'm saying she ain't talking me on my draws, though. I'm like, she thick. I'm going to hit that type shit.
You don't even want to give Shorty credit. You see how much of your red pill is showing?
No, because she didn't talk
even,
me
on my draws. You don't even give Shorty credit. Like, she didn't even work hard for this.
I'm going to keep it 100. I'm going to keep it 100. She wasn't even ugly. Like, most of them weren't even ugly. They just not like my type on the face side, though. Like, on some real shit. I wouldn't say they was ugly. I just say more so, like, that's not the type of girl that, like, I probably, like, on the face side would want to be with. Like, or, like, even remotely think about calling my girl type shit on the face side.
But she ain't never come through. Smoke you out with that gas.
Oh, a couple of them have, like,
yeah. Smoke you out with that gas. And now she has a lady ever smoked you out your jaws? Maybe not talked you out your jaws or laughed you out your jaws. Has she ever smoked you out your jaws?
Hell no. Nah.
Man, all right. Hey, this is The World Is Yours. This is DJ Will Premier. Oh, I have scoliosis.
Oh my.
At the tender age of 41, I have scoliosis. I often enjoy smothered pork chops.
With a better white rice. We know.
Yeah. And that's WAP. I can't say anything else about him because it all might be lies, just like the lies he be telling on the pod.
This nigga crazy.
This nigga never pulled up and Shorty had the gas. And I'm not Bill Cosby shit here. No, right. Bill Cosby.
No Bill Cosby.
But you telling me you never was just so appreciative that Shorty had gas, a fucking clean bed set, a nice comfortable home, food in the refrigerator and on the counter made for you. And she knows how to make sure your food don't touch, because sometimes niggas be weird. You know what I'm saying?
It's just facts.
And that ain't never, she ain't never domesticated you out your drones.
Fuck no.
Man, all right. Hey, it's been real. I don't even know if I'm gonna put this out. I might delete this. This shit might never see the sunlight. You hear me?
My nigga, I'm serious. Like, I'm telling you, like you my nigga, and you already know. Like, but when you meet some of my other niggas, they will tell you, like, I am like different, bro. Like on that level, bro. Like I am, bro. Like I like what I like. And I don't think I'm different on that though. When I say that right there, I like what I like. I think everybody like what they like. Right? But I do like what I like. I do have types. You feel me? Like I do have that, but like at the end of the day, no, ain't no female. I'm not pulling up on you if I'm not like remotely like attracted to you. Like physically. So granted, if you got it's a lot of, bro, this Chicago, bro. It's so many thick ass women out here, bro. But like some of them, like face wise, it's like that's all they offer. And then that's all they showing too. You could tell that's all they got is ass, like head picture, ass, right? And first thing you see is the ass. Look, side shot of the face. On front of like you already it's like you already know what's going on. So like of course the ass look good, you feel me? But like I'm a face nigga. So like I'm always gonna look at your face first. Like the body is cool. It's the body like a plus for me. I'm gonna just say that. The body a plus. You got a cold ass body and you got a cold face. Like you like that. You feel me? But like, I'm gonna look at the face and then I'm gonna like, all right, do she got some decent titties or a decent ass? Like I'm gonna look at both. Like if it's like, bitch got a cute face, some little titties, ass might be small, whatever. I could fuck with that. If a bitch got cute face, no titties, but a decent ass, I could fuck with that. But like, bitch just got like either in my mind, it's like, if she ain't got all that face, but she ain't ugly, but she got a body, I could fuck with that. Like, face ain't all that, you feel me? But it's like, you ain't ugly either, I could fuck with that. But just a person I deem ugly, or just not cute to me with a body, like, nah. I ain't going. I don't give a fuck what she doing. I ain't even finna lie to myself and lie to her. Waste her time, waste my time type shit. I ain't gonna waste your time.
That's crazy. That's just crazy.
Mm-mm.
That's crazy. I know we've all taken one or some in some cases. I know we've all taken some for the team.
I'm not one of them. That's
crazy.
That's why I'm a Jordan and Kobe type of nigga, bro. I'm not. No.
That's why you don't get called for the two man.
Mm-mm.
Cause I don't want to have to craft the two man by the type of nigga that I'm bringing on the two man with me. Oh man, I gotta be like, I need that fucking. I need that trash collecting two man.
You won't be able to do what you need to do though. On a two man, the only thing is, like,
nah, because some of the ugly joints need to be settled first before they friends start acting. Because just like they always in competition, let another bitch hold over your head that y'all went on a two man, y'all went on 5 2-mans, and she 0-for-5. Nah, if she know it's a guarantee for her. She not doing nothing until she know her friend is taken care of. She even going to nudge you and be like, yo, what's wrong with your man? You got more friends? Like, oh my God. If you hear that shit in the middle of a two man, do you got more friends?
But see, I ain't going to lie. I don't know how that shit work with everybody and their homies. See, me personally, why my homies don't do it is because, like, they be feeling like they be upset they sales why they don't do it. They be like, folk, man, I just be, man, G, I just didn't even think, you know what I'm saying? I know your style, G, but, like, you know what I'm saying? I just thought you, like, nah, you know me better than that, though. Like, you know, I'm not even finna draw like that. But at the same time, they still be able to do what they need to do because I can still hold a conversation with a little chick, whatever, like, keep her occupied for a little minute. Like, I might not even have to smash and nothing like that. I might just still, like, know how to keep her. But it has been a time, like you said, though, like certain females, because that's how, you know, and I be mad at myself for not peeping up on shit like this, like how bitches really be like, but like it do be them females that be like, because if I'm not feeling you, I ain't gonna really overdo it either. I might politic and shit like that, be involved in the little four-man action we having going on right now. But like, once you get on that one-on-one side, like, if we ain't really laughing and talking or some shit, like, I'm probably not finna really go to that next level with you or something like that. Like, the female already let her girl. Well, girl, I'm about to go. Cause this, and I'll be happy when motherfuckers say that. That's the crazy part.
Yeah, cause you know the pressure is off of you, and you ain't got to deal with Patrick Ewing sweating on you and shit.
I be like, fall for it. G, you straight, shorty. Shorty got a whip, don't she? Phone call me in the morning if you.
Oh my god! That hey, I ain't gonna lie to you. You the worst nigga in a failed two man. Don't act concerned for me or my company that you failed to entertain properly.
Man, look, don't call WAP on the motherfucking two man if you know shorty look like the third man on the two man. I'm cool. I don't want to entertain that, bro. I'm straight on that. Like, I'm not on that, bro. It is not. Bro, you know what I mean? Like, the two mans be so fucked up. Like, that's what I'm saying. I done had too many bad experiences with two mans. It's like, bro, come on. It's like, bitches say this shit. I'm going to say it too. Fuck it. Look at me, then look at her. Like, for what made you think this bitch a foot taller than me that I'm on that?
I'm on it. Hey, look, you a foot taller than me? I'm about to, listen, I ain't going to tell no lies. We done had some 5-on-5 scrimmages, full-court scrimmages. And I got lined up with Sam Cassell.
Oh, hell no.
Guess what? That's cool. Because I'm looking at every one of the other four players on my team. And I know in the future, they cannot tell me no. Hey, because no matter what I bring to the table, it's never going to be as bad as that.
Shit.
And if I went through with it and put that body on my jacket at Christopher Newport University for the sake of our friendship.
This nigga dumb as hell.
Hey, you know who you know who you was too. You was there with me.
Will you hear me?
All four of y'all niggas suckers. I think that was like one of the last scrimmages too. Cause niggas fucking got married and some more shit. Niggas got married, fucking joined the military and shit. It was like,
hey, shut up, nigga. You nigga, come on.
Yeah, you better get out the game after you throw Sam Cassell in my direction. Nigga, it's going to be hell to pay. It's going to be a long summer after you send Sam Cassell my direction talking about, yo, DJ, D up, bro. Hold on a second, nigga.
I'm not going to lie, bro. I'm not that nigga. In them type of situations, bro. I'm telling you, bro. Like, I tried to be, bro. I just don't have it in me, bro. For real. Like, if you just not my speed or my type, I'm not finna overplay it. I'm not finna do nothing. You gonna, I'm telling, like, one time, like, it was about like 7 years ago, me and my homie called me. He said, bro, my girl having a party downtown. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, she bringing all her girls. It's a lingerie party. I'm like, yeah. He like, yeah. So, you know, I'm in control of all the niggas that come up in here. Ain't no niggas coming up here but my niggas type shit. I'm like, I bet. Say less. He like, smoke. I slide. I get the fully breasted with the weed, the drink. I'm in here. What's up? You know what I'm saying? It's about 15 bitches in here. Just me and him. And they, I ain't gonna lie, bunch of fours and fives in this motherfucker running around though. On a scale of 1 to 10, it's about a bunch of fours and fives running around this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And then the fucked up part about it is like the bitches that's like 7 and 8s. It ain't enough niggas in here, so they don't want to get in they don't want to get in their lingerie like that too tough, you feel me? Because it's like it ain't that scene. It ain't enough niggas in here for them. It's only 2 niggas and all the 4s and 5s on me and bro. Thirsty as hell. They begging me. They, oh, go get in your robe. It's another robe in there. Oh, hell no. Nah. Bro mad as hell. He like, bro, go get in the robe, G. Hell no. Nah. I'm cool on these little gremlins. I want them 7 and 8s to get in their shit. We need to get some more guys in here so they can feel comfortable, so they don't feel like they just only got to choose us. That's what, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then the gremlins might cool out once the other bitches come pop out, because then they going to be intimidated. You feel me? Like, that's my...
gremlins?
Bro, they was look, gremlins, bro. I'm talking about, I'm in here smoking and shit. We in the bathroom. We deep as hell, bitches rubbing on me and shit, feeling on me and shit. I ain't gonna lie, like, I wasn't even really on that, bro. Like, cause for one, like, it's just too much going on. Like, me and bro talk about this shit all the time. I'm like, bro, it was just too much going on. Like, it's, I'm talking about at least 3-4 females on us at all times, just in our faces and shit, just rubbing and grabbing and shit. Like, I really, like, I wasn't really, you feel me, like, on that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Especially because they really not my speed. Like, it's just too much. It's like, it's cool out. And I got up out of there. I just got up out of there. Because there's just too much going on. Like, it was really too much going on, bro.
I'm telling you right now, I would have took down everything moving in the house.
You know you would have. I already know. Most niggas would have too, though. Like, I ain't gonna need cap, though. Like, a lot of niggas would have, shit. Because, like, trust me, like, when motherfuckers found out about this shit, motherfuckers was like, yo ass dumb as hell, boy. I would have been in there going crazy. Ooh, I'm like, bro, it just went that for me because I'm real choicy. I wind up like fucking with one little female in there, and I only fucking with her because she was the only little female in there that went on shit. She just sitting over there in the cut. You know what I'm saying? That's my type.
That'd be the joint. That'd be the joint. The joint sitting in the corner. Just got to keep her off her phone because she texting real options on her phone.
I came dead in there. She was like, whoa. It was crazy because I had, like, when I first got to the party and shit, I met on the elevator and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could tell she was on me then. Like, she like, you going to the lingerie party? I'm like, hell yeah. She, oh, okay. So as I came out the bathroom, I'm like, man, I'm finna get ready to get out of here and shit. She, you going back out south? Thirsty zeal. As soon as I came out of there. She, I'm talking about instantly. I wind up treating her, you know, later on type shit. But, like, it is what it is. You feel me? Like, it was what it was, you know? But, like, yeah, I low-key was just feeling her just because she wasn't super thirsty enough. Like, she was just low-key and shit. Like, even though, like you said, she probably was texting other options. That's what they do. It was just more her, like, just still being the one chick that was low-key. I like that. Well, she had a little lingerie on and shit, but she just was low key.
Nah, I like. Well, I do like a low key joint, but Rest in peace, the Two Man. I think the Two Man dead, bro.
That shit been over with for us.
I think the internet ruined the Two Man for the Young Bulls too.
Hell nah. That shit still going down.
Yeah, but it's too many niggas that it's. See, when I used to pop up at the Two Man, there was no social media. So, nigga, we was just all surprised when we got there.
Facts.
You know, now they want to do research on you. They want your IG. They want your Facebook. They want everything you got so they can see every fucking angle. FaceTime. They're going to FaceTime with you in the car. Okay, he valid. Like, imagine a bitch telling you that, nah, never mind. We're going to find something else to do because son put the phone in your face.
Facts.
Oh, my God. Nigga hurt. Nigga, that shit might raise the suicide rate. We got to check on these young boys. Hey, somebody check on these young boys, man. Niggas is depressed, drinking lean and shit, doing all kinds of drugs. It's not because of Future and other rappers. Nah, it's because of the failed Two Mans.
Nah, you right about that. What you talking about, though, is more so like, females have the advanced options of choosing which group of niggas they want to kick it with tonight. You feel me? Like you said, due to the FaceTime and the technology and shit like that, you feel me? Like, a bitch be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's your friend look like? Like, bitches say that shit all the time.
Man, yeah, he all right. I mean, I'm not in the dudes. I can't tell you. You know,
like,
what I'm saying?
That's how we answer, right? We like, man, folk, we say some shit like, man, bro, get bitches. Some shit like that. Bro, get hoes.
Now, that nigga a pretty boy. That nigga a pretty boy. Light skin, long hair ass nigga. You know him when you see him.
Like, what the fuck? What you want me to say? Like, man, pull up. Like, man, like, they like each other. They don't, man. Like, man, what we finna do, though?
I'm just thinking about it now. Imagine you give Shorty your homeboy, Graham. She said this piece. She come through with her friend. And then her friend say, not this nigga got the same outfit on in this in these pictures on the gram. Oh my God.
Lord have mercy.
The nigga didn't retire the fit, bro. Call it a night.
Yeah. Yeah. Fool. You know how we do it. West side. Coming from the west side. Nothing but the west side. Ain't nothing going on but the bomb ass rap song, hitting all night long. Just like me on the black and white ivory, getting six on a Tidally. You don't wanna see a G break your ass like dishes, buster ass tricks, sleep with the fishes, running from Lennox up at Venice. They wanna have me in stripes like Dennis the Menace, but that ain't poppin', ain't no stopping. Faux hoppin', ass dropping, coup de bill, my truth can heal. Fool, I got skills, so back on up or I check that chin. Down as fuck and I'm full off hand. You get no love and I thought you knew it. Fool, you know how we do it. With the homie smelling a bud, double parked, then I'm talking to Dub about who got a plan, who got a plot, who got, and who got shot. Cause everybody knows that he got the info. Crazy tunes hanging out the window. Fool, I got them bomb ass tapes. The lynch mob, planet of the apes. I'm down with eight, and what's up? Cam and Solo, they got nuts. When Ice Cube write a sentence, I want the bomb. Just like George Clinton, SKP is down to catch a body. Put on knee deep, we'll turn out your party. It gets no love and I thought you knew it. Fool, you know how we do it. You know how we You wanna jack me on a lick? Cause I'm that fool from South Central. You think you stuck yourself with a number two pin? So that's how I broke hot lead in your ass. With more bounce to the ounce and a dash. Mash up Van Ness, headed for the west. Everything is great. Slow down for the depth on 108. Keep mashing. Don't drink and dry to keep the foe from crashing. Stash in the clock, and I thought you knew it. You know how we do it.
Whose world is this? The world is yours. The world is yours.
It's mine. It's mine. It's mine. Whose world is this?
It's yours.